Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
We're asking, should we go ahead with plans for a Dublin Metro? Because yesterday, the Transport Minister, Dara O'Brien, has been formally warned that the cost could exceed 23 billion euro. This is five times the cost in which approval was sought by the National Transport Authority originally. So should we put the brakes on the Metro plans or drive on? Take a listen to Senator and former Thonaghshire Michael McDool. He was talking to Ivan about this earlier.
The Metrolink project has grown like Topsy. It started off with a price tag of 3 to 3.5 billion. You know, a couple of years later, it had gone up to 5 or 6. Then it hit 9. It was approved by the government at a much around that time. Later, it's gone on to 10, 11 billion. And now suddenly, Dara O'Brien has been told it could cost 23 billion. And this is before not one shovel has been put in the ground, so to speak. So we are really, moving towards a colossal financial disaster.
If you're somebody that hoped to see the Metro in your lifetime, 1800 453 106 is the number. Let me know your thoughts on this today. Is it still worth the money? Breathe is with us in Dublin. Breathe, I believe you were always a big cheerleader for the Metro in the capital. Should we press ahead?
Oh, absolutely, Andrea. It's a no-brainer. We have to press ahead, regardless of the costs. And of course, the costs are going to rise and rise and rise. We look at the National Children's Hospital. We know how these public projects go. But the bottom line is, we have to proceed. We cannot not proceed. You know, particularly the connection to the airport. It's just, we cannot say no. We have to live with it. I personally, my own situation, Andrea, I lived in Swords for a number of years. I'm sick and tired of the commute into town, either on the bus. The bus route didn't suit me. The route for the bus didn't suit. I ended up in my car a lot of the time. I actually moved out of Swords. I moved to somewhere because I know in my lifetime it's not going to happen. Probably in my children's lifetime or my grandchildren's lifetime. But I actually have moved to where I could be on a public transport, a better public transport route.
For public transport, you moved, Breathe?
For public transport. Yeah. In Lewis or Dart. You know, I'm now living near a Lewis line, which suits me, and I'm lucky to have been able to do that. But it's just we have to steam ahead, just like the Children's Hospital has to be done, whenever it happens and whatever costs. It's just a
bottomless pit then, is it? Just whatever the cheque's going to be, just plough on and build this Metro.
Yeah, I mean, just like the Children's Hospital, it has to be done, and the Metro has to have a link to the airport and beyond, if possible, to suit the North County Dublin people. But the prices are going to be the prices. Costs will rise, but the actual project and the facility for that transport link, it just has to be had. We have to keep going. That's my thing.
Yes, stay with us. Broadcaster and architect Duncan Stewart is on the line as well, Breathe. Can we say no to this, Duncan?
Well, I'm listening to Breathe there, and, I totally agree with her. Dublin badly needs a comprehensive public transport system, a network that's effective and that can get people all around the city. But the problem with the Metrolink, first of all, it's only one single route. In other words, it brings you from Dublin city centre to the airport and then on to Swords. But if you look at the whole of Dublin, it's about 1/20th. In other words, about 5% of the area that would catch people, in other words, in terms of giving them a public transport means of access to their work and to their education. So we do urgently need public transport. That is key. And I'm very committed to this, and I'm developing strategy for Dublin that will reduce our traffic congestion in the city and that will solve these problems. But the Metrolink, in my view, is the budget of it is exorbitant. It's now gone up to 23 billion, according to Mike McDoon. Mm-hmm. That is absolutely, what do I say? It's just disgraceful. And the problem is that once they start digging this tunnel, the geology of Dublin is very poor, so it's going to escalate in cost further.
Well, 23 billion now is the starting point, really. Is the way I would look at that, Duncan. 23 billion is the starting point.
I just missed what you said there.
Yeah, 23 billion is going to be the starting point. That's not going to be the final check.
That is the problem, because once you dig in the geology underneath Dublin, it's not like London, which is a much simpler solution. And the problem is we've got a very low density development around Dublin. Or, you know, we've sprawled out, and the problem is it'll only reach a very insignificant number of people. Yes, everybody needs public transport, but we need a system that will give us Lewis lines around the city and orbital routes and express buses, all very well connected and all on bus lanes. Mm. So we need this system, and it's going to cost a lot of money, but it won't cost anything near what the Metrolink is going to cost. And that money could be spent.
So pump the money into a Lewis, into extending the Lewis then?
Well, put it this way, if we were able to put that into, like, just take the motorways coming into Dublin. If that money went into putting a Lewis line on the metro, on the M50, for example, or even a Dart line on the M50, but also on all the radiating routes coming into the city, all the main motorways coming in from 30 kilometres out, those six motorways could have an effective, high capacity by articulated buses that would, you know, these big long bendy buses coming at, you know, at as express buses coming into the city.
Yeah.
So we could have much better public transport network, but that will cost a lot of money. And the money that will get sunk into this project, as Michael McDougall said, is going to be just going down the drain. It's going to take at least 10 years and with massive disruption to all those people living within that catchment area.
Okay.
So it's going to cause huge traffic congestions all on that route.
Stay on the line, Duncan, if you don't mind, for a few moments, because I just want to get a couple of other callers' thoughts on this. Jim's in Kilkenny. Should we press ahead with the metro plans despite the cost, Jim?
Absolutely not, Andrea. Absolutely not. And I'll tell you why. The government were given a carrot about 27 years ago. A company called, I think it was TransYen, offered to build a metro system in the Dublin area, integrating all the four major arteries in and out of Dublin. They said they'll build it for free. All you have to do is let us operate it for 25 years. And they said, oh, no, we couldn't allow that. So my answer, that's 23 billion. Now, look, that could run into 50 billion euro to build that. So, no, my answer is absolutely not. Yes, okay. I mean, I'm ferrying 50 passengers every single morning from Waterford to Dublin Airport every single morning. And we have 13 services every day ferrying passengers to Dublin Airport. What's wrong with Waterford Airport? What's wrong with Cork Airport? Well, you know, what's wrong with Knock Airport? They've done a cost analysis to extend the runway in Waterford. I think it was 15 million euro with the sort. And Ryanair, Mr. O'Leary said himself, he said, I'll service Waterford Airport if you build a runway. Mm. I'll service it, no problem. Why, you know, it's all more this Dublin. The government in this country don't have the testosterone to implement forward thinking.
Right, okay. Well, look, I mean, you know, you could say this is still forward thinking in the sense that this hasn't been knocked on its head at all. It's 23 billion seems to be what the Transport Minister has now been formally warned. I suppose if they've to take any lesson from the Children's Hospital, it's that they're letting the Minister know now, like this original price that was five times less the cost of the 23 billion. They're flagging with us now, this is going to exceed 23 billion before you put any shovel into the ground. That's the kind of figures we're talking about. We haven't even started. God knows what the costs are going to be with the constant rise in building costs, if we're ever to start this project in the first place. Mittens on the line in Dublin. Do you think we should press ahead?
Yeah, I think we should, Andrea. And to be honest, you know, we're questioning the cost of this, and rightly so, because it's increasing every time we speak about this. But what's going to be the cost in 50 years or 100 years when our children or grandchildren or great-grandchildren are looking at building a Metrolink because, you know, we decided not to right now? So It's always going to be an issue, and it's always going to be increasing in cost. So I think we should. We've 25 years ago, we set out on this plan to build a metro to the airport, and it's gone from 3 billion euros up to 23 billion. That's what delaying and, you know, procrastinating on these sort of infrastructure projects. That's what happens.
Yeah.
So just get it done, you know. I do kind of, I think one of your previous callers, you know, suggested laying down a dart line on the M50 and then having routes coming into the city. I'm not against the building more dart lines and Lewis lines and stuff. I think it's a great idea. By convincing the Irish public that you're going to take away road space and put tracks on the roads, that's where I see the issues coming into there.
Don't get me wrong, Mitten. Like I think a metro to Dublin Airport, I think it would be absolutely brilliant. I would be a huge fan of this. I know I would be someone who would use it. Like, I know many people living on the north side that would absolutely love the prospect of having this metro link. I think it is a brilliant idea. But I think there's no point in people bitching and moaning on Lunchtime Live 2040 with whoever is sitting in that chair presenting it then, talking about the fact that nobody said, hang on a second, you were told back in 2025 this is going to cost 23 billion euro and nobody said no. So, like, it's definitely well worth having the discussion and the debate around this today. The other thing I wonder, Duncan Stewart, if this was a private project, if this was a private company and we weren't playing with taxpayers' money for all of this, if they were to, if a private business were to carry out a cost-benefit analysis, is it really worth building the Metrolink? Is it worth spending this kind of money?
No. Building an underground in Dublin is an incredibly expensive thing to do. And by the way, very carbon intensive. It's 27 times the amount of CO2 emissions of building compared to building a rail line at surface grade. 27 times the amount of CO2 emissions generated during the construction. So and here we are, by the way, facing a 26 billion fine from Europe for non-compliance with our greenhouse gas emission reductions by 2030. This is going to come down on us in 2030, this massive fine. Now, Ireland cannot afford a situation that we're digging a tunnel that's going to be probably stopped once it gets a short distance down as costs rise. In other words, we're going to dig a tunnel that we'll never get out of and that basically will never surface, because of the escalating costs that will occur and the fact that Ireland would need to put that money into public transport right across the country to solve our problems now across the country of our transport emissions and to give people, commuters, a way of getting to work and to get education. You know, we need to put the focus onto public transport and network of public transport that is right around the whole metropolis area, that looks at all of those long-distance commuters coming into Dublin, that they have a public transport that will reduce our amount of traffic congestion dramatically. In other words, we need to get, you know, we're third now worst city in Europe when it comes to traffic congestion.
Yeah. Oh, sure, I know. If we talk about that, we'd be here for 2 days talking about traffic congestion in Dublin, Duncan, as well. Caroline's in Dublin. Do you want to see the Metrolink press ahead?
I do, actually. I've just come back from Perth and I've travelled around a lot, and most countries have a metro system. Countries with less money than we have. I would be questioning the cost and why are we putting it under the ground? Have we contemplated putting it over the ground? Would it be cheaper to put it over the ground? We don't seem to have much foresight. We didn't have much foresight with the M50. We didn't have much foresight with the hospital in James's. So where's the foresight here? And where are we getting these quotes from? Are we not going to other countries where they have built these systems and have put in fine systems and going and asking them if they can build it any cheaper for us? Bring people in to build. There's a few questions there that I'd like answered. The 23 billion, where are they getting it for? What are we getting
for? Well, it seems to be. I heard Michael McDougall saying there it started at 3.5, went up to 5 or 6, then it went to 9. Now it's at 23 billion. I mean, look, absolutely, costs are increasing. We hear that from builders all of the time, but it is. It's a serious jump. There's no question about it. You can be sure, Caroline, it's not going to stop there either. This texter makes the point that apparently, I don't know if this is right, but listener tells me, the average price per kilometre of the metro line in Paris was 210 euro. Per kilometre. So I'm wondering, how many kilometres will the Dublin line be? This texter, just get the bloody thing built. Get it built yesterday. It's going to cost what it costs. Typical Ireland. Talk, talk, talk. No action. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. This listener says, your speaker has a good point. That's Jim. What if they put 5 billion into Shannon, Knock, Waterford and Cork Airport? The money would be far better spent, I think. Fran in Swords says, please put a stop to the metro. 23 billion empty buses going everywhere, not to talk about the huge disruption in the city. Screw the facility for the airport. There's loads of transport to the airport, says Fran. Paul in Dundrum, he's suggesting build a monorail around the city and extend it out to Dublin Airport. You'll build it at a fraction of the cost. It'll serve as a great tourist attraction. And Fran makes the point that they're building massive apartment blocks in Swords based on the metro, with no extra resources for the area. Some of the highest densities in Ireland, none for sale, all to be rented out. Nuts. Build high-rise in the city centre instead, if that's where the metro's going to be. 087 1400 106. Keep those messages coming into us. That's Breathe, Duncan Stewart, architect and broadcaster, Jim, Mitten, Caroline. Email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Do you think the metro in Dublin is still worth the money? 23 billion euro. And we're being told today it is going to exceed that.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.